count them, 5 Tennessee Volunteers were drafted over the weekend in the NFL draft. We thought it would be 4. Everybody thought it would be 4, but 5 Tennessee Volunteers were drafted in the NFL draft. We'll tell you who that 5th one was, plus give you my thoughts on each destination for the VFLs. That's coming up here on a Monday show, plus a 2-segment interview with Tennessee basketball signee Tyreek Key. That's your Monday show here on Locked On Vols.
You are Locked On Vols, your daily podcast on the Tennessee Volunteers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, everybody, welcome into this edition of Locked On Vols. It is your team every single day, and I'm your host, Eric Kane. You can find this podcast on Twitter at _Kaner, and you can find me on Twitter at, _Kaner, find this show on Twitter at Locked On Vols. We are off and running here for a new week. It's available on YouTube, anywhere you get your podcast. Can't thank you enough for your support of this show and for making Locked On Vols your first listen each and every day. Guys, we have a big week coming up. A disclosure, let's have some truthful time here at the beginning of the show this week. I'm going to the beach. I'm going to be out Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I am working to pre-record and pre-produce shows that will be available for the days that I'm out. So if news breaks, we'll have those. So again, nothing changes from a content perspective, from a programming perspective this week. There'll be a show every single day this week like normal. But if something breaks, big news breaks, you know, Thursday or Friday, I'm probably not going to be able to record a real-time episode. Just want to let you know. But got some fun guests coming up this week to help me fill in the gaps. Josh Ward, of course, as normal. We're going to get John Garcia back on the show. We got Tyreek Key here today, and we'll have some news to talk about this week. That I know for sure. So it's going to be a fun week for sure. Tyreek Key, a two-segment interview coming up later in the show. He was really, really good, so I can't wait to play that here for you guys. But how about that? Hey, 5 Vols drafted in the NFL draft. That's the most since 2017. Of course, you had Alante Taylor. And of course, if you all saw my Locked On Nows over the weekend, Alante Taylor surprised a lot of people going in the second round, 17th pick in the second round, 49th overall to the New Orleans Saints. You had Velus Jones that went a little higher than projected as well. But when you saw that run on wide receivers Thursday night in the first round, you kind of thought, okay, Velus might be scooting up a little bit. And that was the case. Velus goes third round to the Bears, the 7th pick of the third round, 71st pick overall. Matthew Butler kicked off Saturday in round 5, getting drafted with the 32nd pick in the 5th round, 175th overall to the Oakland Raiders. I feel like that makes just so much sense. It really does. If I could just picture Matthew Butler in a uniform, a Raiders uniform makes too much sense. He looked really at home in that black jersey for the Shrine Bowl a couple months ago as well. Cade Mays follows suit, going in the 6th round to the Carolina Panthers, 21st pick in the 6th round, 199th overall Tom Brady draft pick. And lo and behold, my favorite pick of the entire NFL draft, at least from a Tennessee perspective, Theo Jackson gets drafted. And not only does Theo Jackson get drafted, he gets drafted to the hometown team. Not just for Tennessee Vol fans. Well, I know a lot of you guys don't like the Titans. Titans, that's who it was. But for him, he grew up 10 minutes away from Nissan Stadium. He grew up in the Mid-State. He grew up in Nashville, and the Tennessee Titans select Theo Jackson in the 6th round, 26th overall, 226th pick in the 6th round, 204th overall pick in the NFL draft. So how about that? Tennessee gets 5 players drafted. Theo Jackson, if he wasn't going to get drafted, he would have been a priority undrafted free agent target that would have signed and would have gone on and been in camp somewhere with offseason program with a chance to make some team for sure. Jonte Payton, it looks like some reporters covering the Arizona Cardinals, that it looks like Javonte Payton is heading to the Arizona Cardinals. That's the only news I've seen here on a Sunday afternoon while I'm recording this show. I haven't seen anything about Jaquan Blakely. I seriously doubt Kenneth George would get a look, but Jaquan Blakely would be the only other one that would be reportedly probably headed to a camp, or potentially rather. Haven't seen that yet, but I have seen reports for Javontis Spraggins heading to the Arizona Cardinals, so that's cool. So, Alante Taylor to the Saints in the second round. Velus Jones to the Bears in the third round, the Bears. Matthew Butler to the Raiders in the 5th round. Cade Mays to the Panthers in the 6th round, and Theo Jackson to the Titans in the 6th round as well. That's really, really cool. A couple notes here for them from the Tennessee Athletic Department when they sent out their release on Saturday night. You've got 5 total draft selections. Tennessee now has 379 all-time draft picks, which dates back to 1936. Tennessee was only 1 of 5 schools nationally and 2 in the SEC to produce a defensive back and wide receiver drafted in the first 3 rounds. That's interesting. The others were Georgia, Georgia, of course. Penn State. Georgia had 15 players drafted. Keep that in mind. Wow. Georgia, Penn State, Baylor, and Cincinnati. Cincinnati had a great weekend as well. The Volunteers have now had at least 1 wide receiver drafted in 3 consecutive drafts. That's the longest streak for the program since they had at least 1 wide receiver drafted in 4 straight drafts from 01 to 04. Alante Taylor became the highest drafted Vol defensive back since Eric Berry was selected 5th overall by Kansas City in 2010. That's shocking. It's been that long. Taylor is the 12th Vol drafted all time by the New Orleans Saints and has the highest by the Saints since the receiver Robert Meacham was at pick number 27 in round 1 back in 07. He's the first Vol defensive back drafted by the Saints ever. Now, keep in mind this. You have Alante Taylor, who's now linking up with former Vol Bryce Thompson, former Vol Ethan Wolf, former Vol Shy Tuttle, former Vol Marquez Callaway, and former Vol Alvin Kamara. That pipeline from Knoxville to New Orleans, it runs strong. That Saints organization loves them some Tennessee Volunteers, that is for sure. It's the first time since 2007 the Vols produced a wide receiver and defensive back drafted in the first 3 rounds. I already mentioned that. Jones Jr. was the 19th Vol drafted by the Chicago Bears all time, the first since Jeremy Lincoln back in 92. Jones Jr. was the highest drafted Vol by the Bears since VFL legend Willie Gault. At the number 18 pick in the first round in 1983. Tennessee's 5 draft choices, the most since it had 6 selections in 2017. Let's see here. Matthew Butler, the 9th Vol drafted by the Raiders all-time, the first since Michael Rivera in 2013. He was the first UT defensive lineman drafted by Las Vegas. Rodney Garner has now produced 31 defensive linemen who have been drafted during his SEC coaching tenure. That is incredible. Again, these are some notes from UT. I didn't look these notes up. I'm just relaying them to you because I think they're fantastic. I'm not trying to be lazy, but these are too good not to just read word for word, all right? Josh Heupel coached teams have had at least 1 wide receiver picked in 3 straight drafts. He's had 4 wide receivers selected in the last 3 drafts combined. Tennessee's 5 draft picks ranked 5th in the SEC this season. The Volunteers were only 1 of 3 SEC teams to generate multiple defensive back picks, joining LSU and Georgia. Tennessee and LSU were the only SEC schools with multiple defensive backs selected through pick 204. All right. Nashville native Theo Jackson became the 11th Vol selected by the hometown Tennessee Titans, the first since Justin Hunter in 2013. He's the first Vol defensive back chosen by the Titans all time. Including last season at UCF, Tennessee secondary coach Willie Martinez has produced a combined 5 NFL draft picks in the last 2 drafts. Cade Mays, the 4th Vol all-time drafted by the Carolina Panthers, joining quarterback Jerry Colquitt in 95, defensive back Deion Grant, and defensive back Rashawn Golden back in 2018. So, a great weekend for Tennessee, and we can talk about this more on a latter show, and maybe we'll talk to it with some of our guests this weekend. I mean, give credit. Again, Jeremy Pruitt recruited 3 of these guys. Butch Jones recruited 2 of these guys. Willie Martinez actually recruited Theo Jackson, which is just so much full circle moment here, right? The same with Jeremy Pruitt, you know, with his case with Darrell Taylor. He made Darrell Taylor better. He made Darrell Taylor into a second-round draft pick. Willie Martinez did that with Alante Taylor this year. Willie Martinez did that with Theo Jackson this year. Kelsey Pope and Cody Burns and Josh Heupel did that with Velus Jones this year. Credit the development of this new staff, okay? It's not all the staff, okay? Pruitt had his hands on there as well. Don't get me wrong. Pruitt and Butch Jones recruited some of these guys. But give the credit to the development of this new staff for getting them over the edge, because Matthew Butler would not have been drafted last year. Alante Taylor probably wouldn't have been drafted last year. Velus Jones would have definitely not been drafted last year. Credit where credit's due. So a really, really nice weekend for the University of Tennessee. 5 pit players picked in the 2022 NFL draft. And that, again, the 4 to 5 players should be the standard for Tennessee each and every week. I mean, it should. It really, really should to get Tennessee back to where it needs to be. All right, so we'll have Tyreek Key coming up next here for the next two segments on a Monday Locked On Vols. Hey, don't forget, I forgot to mention this. Don't forget, we have Twitter Tuesday tomorrow. Get me in your questions, your comments, your concerns, anything you guys have, baseball, recruiting, football, basketball, whatever you got. Twitter Tuesday is on tomorrow's show. DM me, tweet me at underscore Kaner and at Locked On Vols. Tyreek Key coming up here after a word from Built Bar. Best part about Built Bars, guys, they're healthy, they're delicious. All right, I am leaving on a plane Wednesday morning, okay? I am going to McGee Tyson. If you're there, say hello. I will have my earbuds in listening to some of my favorite podcasts like you guys are doing now with this one, and I can't thank you enough. And I'm going to be hungry for something to eat, all right? It's going to be in the morning. I'm going to be running late. I'm not going to be able to stop and, you know, cook some eggs or whatever in the morning before I leave. I'm going to have a Built Bar, all right? And it's going to taste great because it's going to be 17 grams of protein. It's going to taste like a candy bar, right? It's going to be 100% covered in chocolate, but it's only going to have about 130 calories. And that is so fantastic because most candy bars have 240 calories. It's only 4 net carbs, 4 grams of sugars, and I can't wait. It's going to get my vacation, my little mini vacation, off on the right foot Wednesday morning at 7 o'clock at McGee Tyson Airport, all right? Have you tried those Puff Bars? I told you about those Puff Bars. You need to try those Puff Bars. They are fantastic. And if that's not enough flavor for you, you might want to try a mix box to try all these different types of flavored Built Bars because they're all good and they are all healthy for you. Try all the different variations, the varieties at Built.com. While you're there, put in the promo code LOCK15. You're going to get 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCK15 for 15% off. It's all at Built.com. Welcome back into your Monday edition of Locked On Vols. It is your team every single day. Twitter Tuesday coming up on tomorrow's show. Go ahead and get me your questions, your comments, whatever you got, underscore Kaner and at Locked On Vols. Every single Tuesday, it's when you take over the show here on Locked On Vols for the mailbag edition of the show. All right, really excited to bring you this conversation with Tennessee guard signee Tyreek Key. He is transferring from Indiana State. He is from Salina, Tennessee, and he was gracious enough with his time to chat with me for about 15 minutes. So he was fantastic. A lot of good stuff here. Here's the first part of my conversation with new Tennessee transfer guard Tyreek Key. Tyreek, how you doing today, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. I know it's been kind of a whirlwind these last few weeks committing to Tennessee, coming back home. Of course, you are from Salina, Tennessee, where you're a really, really good high school basketball player and wanting to finish this collegiate career off with Tennessee. How's the last few weeks been since you made this decision?
I mean, yeah, I think the last few weeks, obviously, just going through the recruiting process again. It's been hectic, but we kind of finally got through it, and like I said, landed at Tennessee and couldn't be more happy. So,
how much different was going through that recruiting process this time compared to the first time?
Yeah, I mean, like you say, I mean, it was extreme amount of difference there. Out of high school, obviously being from a small town kid, wasn't very heavily recruited out of high school. And like I said, landed at Indiana State and kind of had to prove myself. But yeah, once I hit the portal this time, it was completely, like I said, really eye-opening to me. Because I obviously wasn't recruited like that out of high school. So it was very different. And like I said, I got adjusted to it real quick. I mean, just being on the phone all day and taking phone calls and stuff like that was very different. But like I said, got through it and, came down to my final four or five and just kind of, managed through that. And like I said, landed Tennessee. So.
Yeah, a couple of other of those schools that you were given some serious consideration to, Texas Tech, North Carolina, Oklahoma, choosing Tennessee. And we'll get to that here in a moment. But how unique will it be to come back just a couple hours away from home, family, friends? They're going to be able to come watch you play a whole lot next season.
Yeah, I mean, my mom, obviously, she drove up to every home game we had here. It was a 5-hour drive for her, and she would go to work the next day and drive back that same night. So, obviously, when it snowed here, it made it really hard. I mean, there'd be sometimes she'd have a 9-hour drive to get back home. And so just her not having to travel as far, and obviously my friends and family not having to make that drive, just a short 2-hour drive now for them, means a lot to me. And obviously, I'll get to see them a whole lot more now that I'm close to home. And you know, that's really special. So,
all right. So a question you've been asked countless times, why Tennessee? Obviously Tennessee is one of the better basketball programs in the country. Obviously Tennessee is coached by a future Hall of Famer and Rick Barnes. I'm sure those are two of the reasons for you as well, but you know, why the Big Orange, you know, other than some of these other, you know, premier programs as well?
Well, I think just Tennessee's always just had a rich tradition of basketball. I mean, like I said, like you said, Rick Barnes, a future Hall of Fame coach, and just learned under him, and you know, the culture that they have there is you know, established, and it's, like I said, one of the best, if not the best, in college basketball. So I just wanted to be a part of that, and I think that for me in my next step of development is just being around guys like that, and like I said, I think that was really, really going to help me in my future endeavors. And I really enjoyed everything about Knoxville. I've obviously been there a couple of times throughout high school. We used to practice there for AAU, and so I kind of familiar with the campus a little bit. But it was just an awesome place, and like I said, I'm really excited to get there.
Any new teammates now here at Tennessee that were some old teammates on the AAU circuit, or have you played with any of these guys before?
I have not played with any of them. I know John Fulkerson, he played in our AAU program, but he was before my time. And there was a couple other dudes who played for our program that was there at Tennessee. So none of them played. I've never played with any of them. But like I said, I met a couple of them on my visit, and just all great dudes. And like I said, just a really great culture there at Tennessee, and I'm really happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, who were some of those guys that you met on your trip? And first and foremost, it's a shocker that you missed John Fulkerson. He was here a dang near decade. and I'm sure you know that. But who were some of those guys you met, you got to hang out with, who are now going to be your teammates? And you know, how big of a role did they have to getting you to choose Tennessee as your next stop?
Yeah, I mean, I met Josiah, I met Zakiya, Ollie, and Euros, and like I said, all those are just great guys, and you could tell, like, they're about the right stuff, and like I said, I think Tennessee just got a great culture there, and that's what really drew me in, just really high-character guys there, and like I said, I think that's really what drew me in there. I kind of hold myself to such a high standard, you know, not only on the court, but off the court, and I think that, like I said, that's what really drew me to Tennessee.
Talking with Tyree Key at Tennessee transfer commits from Indiana State. You are a 3-point shooter. Okay. There's no hiding that. You shot a very, very high clip throughout your career. You know, what else about your game? What else do we need to know about your game that you're going to bring to Knoxville outside of knocking down a 3-pointer and getting some good guard play?
Well, I think using kind of my quickness and just being able to draw fouls, I'm kind of a bigger guard for my slot position. And I think I'm really good at just drawing fouls and getting to the free throw line. And I think that is a skill that a lot of people kind of overlook. I think that, and just really, I think I'm really physical. I think that will really translate to this level, and just being physical. And I think there's so much room for me to grow still. And I think that's kind of the best thing for me. I still have so much potential left. And to grow. And I think that's what really another reason that drew me to Tennessee, just the development and how much better I'll get once I get there.
So back in 2017, 2018, that campaign, your freshman year, played in 30 games, average 8.3 points a game, played in 31 games, played in 30 games the next 2 years, average 17 and 15 points. Then the injury came about. You missed a couple of games that next year, played in 23 games in the 2020-2021 season. Then unfortunately, you weren't able to be out there this past season. How, first and foremost, how's your health? How you feeling? And secondly, how difficult was that to have to sit on the sideline and watch your brothers go out there and play every single day and you just not be able to do anything about it?
Yeah, I mean, for me right now, I mean, I actually go to the doctor a Tuesday to get my release, so I'll be fully cleared Tuesday. And like I said, I feel really good. I mean, the last 2 years that I did play, I played with pretty much a shot shoulder. Like I said, we try to do everything to kind of maintain it. And, you know, we've done all the treatment, all the rehab that we could do to keep it strong enough to go the last 2 years. And unfortunately, I think it was a week before or a week or two before the season this year or this past season that, you know, I kind of had that other episode happen. And Like I said, it was just kind of, we kind of knew that for my future, it was just best to do the surgery and get it fixed. And like I said, that's what we landed on. And I'm really glad I got it fixed because I don't have to worry about it anymore. But like you said, yeah, I mean, it was really tough not playing this year. I mean, I've never had a layoff like this, obviously, in my career. I missed that many games. I think really just a lot of self-reflection and stuff that I kind of stayed mentally poised and just found different ways to kind of stay in the loop. And like I said, I was kind of a player's coach and I've done those type of roles. But like I said, just a lot of self-reflection, a lot of thinking and just trying to stay mentally healthy as well. So.
Really great stuff there from Tyree Key, and he'll join us here in segment three as we wrap up a Monday show coming up, so don't go anywhere. BetOnline.net, your number one spot for all your sports stats and sports information. Had a really good time over the weekend doing the props for the NFL draft that was set up so nicely at BetOnline.net. The over and under for teams and draft picks, teams and defensive players, teams and offensive players, quarterbacks in the first round, hello under by a long shot, am I right? I got all that. I had a whole lot of fun doing that, and I did it all at betonline.net. Doesn't matter if it's the NFL draft, it's Major League Baseball, the NBA playoffs, whatever the case may be, you can get in on that action, have a whole lot of fun, and put some coin in your pocket thanks to your sports knowledge, all at betonline.net. Plus, all the information on sports news, you have podcasts, reality television, it's all at betonline.net. So head on over to the website today or use your mobile device and sign up to learn about all the latest trends and all of the action. BetOnline, it is where the game starts.
So getting right on the mental side of things, kind of diving in, you're putting your toes into to maybe being a little bit of a player's coach. There's only so much you can do with physically with a bum shoulder, but anything else that you helped physically, maybe, you know, attacking the lower half of your body in the weight room or just, you know, whatever else physically, what were you able to do this last year outside of just getting all that mental work in?
Yeah. I mean, I think the first 5 weeks I was obviously in a sling. So I wasn't able to do much then after the first five, and then we slowly started progressing, obviously, my range of motion with the shoulder. And I was still actually lifting with my left. We was doing stuff with my left arm. And like I said, we eventually started, I think it was a week or two after that 5 week of being in a sling that we really started, you know, focusing on my lower half of the body. And I think obviously where I was sitting a lot and doing those type of stuff and not being able to be active, my hips and stuff got real tight, but once we kind of started getting back in the groove and everything, I started getting back to my routine of, you know, working out the lower body and lower extremities. Kind of, like I said, it obviously helped me mentally when I started, obviously, physically doing my physical activity again. And like I said, we hit the lower body hard once I was able to kind of use both arms again, and we just kind of been rolling with it ever since.
So now you're coming to Tennessee and coming back home in a sense, a couple hours away from home. And let's go back to Rick Barnes. You get to play for Rick Barnes. And I know you're very familiar with Rick Barnes. You got to know him very well now, obviously. But it's a guy that is, if you don't play defense, you don't play. And so how excited are you for that challenge? You're already a sharp shooter from the perimeter, but to enhance your game and become a better perimeter defender and, you know, continue to build that stock for what you hope will be a professional career one day.
Yeah, I mean, that's what drew me to Tennessee. Obviously, just the challenge in itself. Like I said, I wasn't very heavily recruited out of high school, and so I had to kind of prove myself. Obviously, this is a much different level than what I'll be at this next year, but that's kind of what I embraced and then the challenge I embraced, and I kind of knew going in that it's going to be a completely different ball game coming into this next season. And like I said, I'm all about challenges, and I think it's obviously the biggest one I've ever faced and ever will face probably. But like I said, I'm just ready to embrace it and just get to work and get better. So
I would assume one of the reasons Tennessee was a draw for you is because you want to win, right? I mean, you want to go to, you know, Texas Tech, good program. North Carolina, obviously, good program. Oklahoma, good program. I mean, do you view Tennessee as a program that can win a national championship next year?
Oh, for sure. I mean, like I said, just the culture in itself, like I said, just draws you to Tennessee and what they're about. You know, everybody, I mean, fans hold Tennessee to a high standard, and Tennessee holds itself to a high standard. That's what really, like I said, drew me in. And I said, I'm all about the right stuff. And I think, like I said, anything's possible. And I think, like I said, the culture is really what drives Tennessee to such a winning standard. And that's what, like I said, I think winning the national championship is definitely not out of the picture. So.
All right, Tyreek Key, just a couple more, man. Tell us more about the person, Tyreek Key. What are you in school for? What's your degree is going to be in? And you kind of what's that aspect of your life like?
I mean, just me as a person, like I said, school-wise, I got my bachelor's degree in sports management. I'll finish my master's degree in the summer, also in sports management. And I'll work on another master's when I get to Tennessee. So I'll be doing school even more, unfortunately, but like I said, I think just me, like I said, I hold myself to such a high standard off the court. Obviously being from a small town, a lot of people back home obviously know me. So I just try to be the best role model for the kids back home who may want to be in my position one day and try to set that level for them. And that's why I said I hold myself such a high standard for not only myself, but my community and my family and my friends. So that's kind of just how I go about myself.
With all that education, are you willing to say you're the smartest guy on the team now?
I mean, I don't know. It'd be close, but I'm not, I'd say.
Smart answer. Good answer, man. I would assume big basketball fan, man. And I'm sure you're watching these NBA playoffs. Who's some players that you idolize and try to replicate their game and, you know, maybe past or maybe present right now or past that have kind of shaped the way that you go about the way you play?
I don't know if there's necessarily anything I compare myself to the way I play. I think I just try to be the best version of me and just try to find different ways to, you know, kind of help play my role or whatever that role I might have that night. And but I mean, for a favorite team, I really don't have a favorite. I'm more of a player follower. I really like CJ McCollum. I really liked Carmelo Anthony and obviously LeBron James and those type of guys, but I'm more of just a player follower. And like I said, but I do want the Celtics to win. That's who I want to win this year. So
BFL Grant Williams on the Boston Celtics. So a lot of rooting interest here in Knoxville for him as well. Last thing, man, growing up just a couple hours away, were you a Tennessee fan growing up and kind of what was your fandom like? Because I mean, everywhere you look, I mean, you see orange everywhere. And now you are in orange, but how was that experience growing up?
I think growing up, obviously, grew up in SEC country. There, obviously, a lot of Tennessee fans. I actually wasn't a Tennessee fan growing up. I was kind of neutral. I just kind of watched a lot of college basketball in general. A lot of Kentucky, a lot of Tennessee, just a lot of SEC basketball in general. And I think obviously. Seeing that, I wanted to be in that one day, and I kind of manifested it. And obviously, I'm at this point now to where I actually get to play for Tennessee and be a part of that. And like I said, it's really special. I know people back home are really excited for me to be back home. And I think there are some Kentucky fans back home that I'd switched to being Tennessee fans now. So that's kind of nice to see. But like I said, I think I didn't really necessarily have a favorite, but I just really enjoyed everything about the SEC and watching it when I was growing up. So,
all right, Tyreek. Well, I know Tennessee fans excited to get you on board, finishing up school right now. And then what's the plans for you? And when do you plan to be in Knoxville?
I should be in Knoxville in probably 2 weeks. I think this next week is finals week and I'll get those knocked out and I'll start really getting my stuff moved up there and start getting to work then. So.
Awesome. Tyreek, thanks so much for the time, man. Really, really do appreciate it. Great stuff. And I'm sure we'll talk to you in the future.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
All right. That is Tennessee transfer commits signee now. That is Tyreek Key. Big thanks to Tyreek Key for his time. And of course, he was really, really awesome. I thought you guys would enjoy it right here on Locked On Vols. All right. That's going to do it here for Monday's show. Don't forget, Twitter Tuesday is tomorrow. Whatever you got, recruiting, football, basketball, women's hoops, baseball, all at _Caner and at Locked On Vols. Thank you so much for making Locked On Vols your first listen. We'll do Twitter Tuesday tomorrow. We'll have Josh Ward Wednesday coming up on Wednesday. John Garcia at some point this week, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun. So appreciate you guys as always. We will talk again tomorrow. So enjoy the rest of your Monday, everybody.